Good morning, Teresa Graham.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on your recent award.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about this recognition and who it's coming from?
Well, it's an award from the Royal Canadian Legion, and I won first prize, which was $300 for all across Ontario.
Good for you. And how did you learn about this award that you were receiving?
Well, I started making the video as just a presentation for my school on Remembrance Day, and someone suggested that I enter it in the competition.
And then the principal had a surprise for you.
Yes. On the last week of March, he called me down to the office and presented me with an envelope. I thought I was in trouble, but then he said, no, it's like you've won first place. So it's a surprise.
And it's across the province.
Yeah.
So you had lots of competition.
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. The Royal Canadian Legion does all kinds of different contests for Remembrance Day. They do art submissions.
Yeah, there were many different categories, mm-hmm. So I didn't know what I was up against necessarily for the video competition, but they announced the winners for the different categories at separate times, so it had taken a while, but it happened.
Very exciting. And this isn't your first recognition for your filmmaking. You've been in other local contests. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Yes. In 2013, I entered for the first time in the MyView Youth Film Festival here in Kempville, where it originated. And I continued to do it, and this will be my fourth year entering.
And you've won a couple times.
I won second place twice, and I'll recognition the second year, but this year I'm hoping for the best.
I'm back. Yes. Good for you. What sort of collaboration did you have on this film? I imagine you didn't do it all by yourself.
No, not at all. I had collaboration from handpicked actors, including my own friends, all of whom are in the drama department. The hair and makeup was done by a grade 10 student, very talented. All of the acting is absolutely incredible. I used an effect in my movie editing program to make it look like it was filmed in the 40s.
Wow. I do remember seeing it. We shared it on Remembrance Week, and we will make sure that the link is available so everybody can watch it again.
Perfect.
What is the story behind the video? What's happening?
Well, it focuses on the life of a soldier in World War II and his family and their perspective on him being involved in the war and experiencing the loss of their son, brother, father, all of the above. So, and then it would cut to different shots of him on the battlefield.
And where did you get the inspiration for this? Where did the story come from?
Well, last year, the drama department put together a video of different monologues from people that had experienced war and people that had relatives in the war. And so I kind of took my inspiration from that, and I wanted to make it more interesting in terms of having more of a focal point, whereas last year's it kind of jumped around. And so it was the focal point was just on one specific person, and I included music and made it have more of an emotional pull.
And what sort of future do you think you might have in filmmaking? Because it seems to be a bit of a hobby that's getting a lot of success.
Well, I love it, and I've grown up with four older brothers all in the music kind of area, and two of whom have been involved in filmmaking, and I love it. It's so much fun. I just have these ideas, and then I can't unsee them. Sometimes they involve drones and helicopters, which I don't have access to, sadly, so I try my best to execute them, and this year's Remembrance Day video executed really well onto screen, and I'm really proud of it.
Well, very good, Teresa. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.